All right, Tyler. We'll leave the stage to you two. As Tyler, your game of the week. I don't think it's a mystery.
Yeah, it shouldn't surprise anyone. Some piggies.
A&M. You got A&M, and you've got.
He's so disrespectful.
The Arkansas Razorbacks. You've got the Texas A&M Aggies and the Arkansas Razorbacks. The number 24, Texas A&M.
Pig Suey.
See, the number sounded 24. So good until you. That did, like, look, I mean, that's what Lowe sounds like when I get her to call the horn.
They'll be in Dallas coming up for this. Is it in Dallas, right? Is it
yes.
in Dallas?
They'll
be it's in
Dallas,
Jerry's World, man.
Coming up for
is this
game.
The last year?
I'm not
or is
sure.
There one more?
I know. All I know is it is this year. I'm not sure. I know it was coming to an end. I don't know.
And A&M's favorite in this game. All right, Tyler. I know you expect them to win this game as their favorite. Clint, what is the way that Arkansas wins this game against A&M on Saturday?
Off script, off platform. I mean, Taylen Green is
he's been good.
He's really good off script, and he's one of those long striders. Like if you remember Matt Jones back in the day at Arkansas, doesn't look like he's running near as fast as he is, but nobody can catch him. He's one of those guys, man. Off script, off platform. The scramble game is deadly. He's converting third downs, long third downs. And then, you know, the other thing is the quarterback run game, the read run game where he puts it in the belly of Jaquindon Jackson, who's the old Utah running back who is really, really good. He's the real deal, by the way. He's going to be good at the NFL level. Their read run game has been really, really good. So either way you slice it, whether it's on, you know, in scheme and on time in the read run game with the quarterback in 22, Jaquindon Jackson, or it's a scramble game, that's got to be big. He's just, I know it's Bobby Petrino, and Bobby Petrino is known for his quarterback's ability to spin it from the pocket. Even Lamar was special at Louisville, throwing it around the park. I've just not seen anything from Taylen Green that he's going to consistently pick you apart, throwing the football from the pocket. He is special in the quarterback run game and special in the scramble game. So that's it. And the other thing is this defense, they'll give up two, maybe three really long touchdowns, but they're in your face. And they're super physical, and they're swarming, to use a Houston term. They're going to cause some turnovers. And so causing turnovers, quarterback run game, and a scramble game. That's how they're going to win it.
Tyler, it seems like with the Aggies, this new quarterback has kind of changed the feel
of how
people and how this offense looks with A&M. And they bring him in. It feels like Aggie fans have a lot more confidence with this quarterback.
Oh, yeah. Marcel Reed has come on the scene. Not saying he's just been lights out, but he's been a complete game changer for the Texas A&M Aggies. He has changed the offensive side of the ball in a big way ever since Wegman got benched. It's really the first time the Aggies have had a true threat of a dual threat quarterback since Manziel.
Since
this is the first time. No, he's far more athletic than old Kellen Mond was.
McKellen Mond was a dual threat. I mean,
I know, but I'm talking about the electric plays off script. You didn't see, I mean, you saw that from Mond here and there, but he wasn't. He stayed in that pocket a whole lot more than we're seeing from Marcel right now.
To your point, Reed has got some serious athletic twitch. I mean, it's different level. He can run, and the thing about Reed is he's in control of it.
Mm-hmm.
The what Bobby Slowick and C.J. Stroud always talk about, micro movements. He's really good naturally with that in the pocket. He's got a nice whip. Here's the problem with Reed. Here's the problem that Reed has, Ron. That Arkansas' strength is their secondary. They're going to play six defensive backs if they're all healthy. They're going to play six defensive backs, and they are in your face, physical ball hawks with good ball skills. And A&M, the one spot that I know, I'm sure there's more, but the one spot where they are not up to snuff, where they got to get significantly better, is the wide receiver position. So that could cause some problems for Reed in the pass game against Arkansas. That strength versus weakness could end up being a big issue.